Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. And today, in keeping with the theme for today, Radio Islam Salah Focus, we've got Ronald on the line. We'll do the workout and then we're going to focus on the health benefits of Salah. Remember, we are not advocating Salah to be an exercise routine or regime. We're just pointing out things that you might not have known in terms of how the different aspects of Salah benefits you health-wise. So joining us now on the line, we have Ronald Abaji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But Ijaz, are you keeping healthy and fit today?
Alhamdulillah, I am. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am feeling fresh as a fiddle and also keeping fit and healthy.
Brilliant stuff. So let's head into that workout, Ronald.
You know, I agree totally. And just to let the listeners know that, you know what, we actually practice what we preach. And we own our flaws in that I have a sweet tooth, et cetera, et cetera.
Me too.
But yesterday, I did the workout at home, on my balcony, after Maghrib. So anyone can do these workouts that we're giving them.
Of course.
So let's talk to listeners through my workout that I did yesterday, and they can give it a go and a try.
Okay.
So all I want you to do is start off. Now, I love mini sprints. So I want you to do mini 5-meter sprints wherever you are. And all you're going to do is sprint forward, jog back. Sprint forward and jog back. If you find that you can't sprint forward, you could walk forward as quickly as you can and walk backwards. And this you do non-stop for 45 seconds.
Okay.
Now, this is a warm-up, preparing the body for the workout ahead, but also with the sprinting and so forth is a matter of really bring in some cardio as well. You want to bring in the cardio, and you really want to also bring in, a little bit of fat burning and overall health benefits of our exercises. So once you're done with that warm up, you're then going to shift off into what I did second. And what I did second were very simple combination squat lunges. So I would stand with my feet shoulder width apart, hands on my balcony railing, and you squat down, and then up halfway, take your right leg back, and you do a lunge. And you take the right leg forward, you squat down, left leg back into a lunge, take it forward, drop down into a squat, right leg goes back. And you repeat this compound exercise, which is combining two exercises working multiple muscle groups, and you do that for another 45 seconds. Not too quickly, not too slowly, and you're going to start feeling a burn in those legs, especially after the up and down warm-up that you just did.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would move on into calf raises. And the reason I love calf raises is, one is we need to build that area of the body, but two is we force blood not to pool in the ankles and the calves in the lower regions of our feet. So we prevent something known as edema. So calf raises, hands on the balcony again, knees are straight, toes are pointing forward, and you lift up on the heels as high as you can and drop down. And as you touch the ground, you lift up on your heels again. And that you do nonstop, Brother Jazz, for 50 repetitions.
What?
50, because you really need to work those calf muscles. The calf muscles have a high endurance capability, very similar to our abs. So you need to push beyond particular threshold points or points where they don't really get a workout to where they really begin to burn. And that's where you work that muscle efficiently but also effectively. We then shift on into our upper body. And I went down and I did combination push-ups. So you keep your hands shoulder width apart, bend down into a push-up, push back up. You would then open up right hand to the right side, left hand to the left side, as though you're twisting and taking the hand up above you, and then you push up again. Left arm twist, right arm twist, push down. What this does is it works the entire upper body, but also by twisting up and down one arm at a time, you begin to stretch particular areas of the back, but also you isolate the one shoulder area and the arm muscles that are keeping you stable on the ground. Now, that exercise you do for 20 repetitions. I would then move on into tricep dips. You know, we have to work the arm. There's no choice about it. Into tricep dips, where you're sitting on the edge of a surface of a couch. It's fairly hard, maybe on the edge of a couch or a chair. And you then place your hands next to your glutes, fingers pointing forward. Take your glutes off the couch or bench, and then you then just bend the elbows down and drop your entire weight down with your feet in front of you on the floor. It puts a lot of pressure onto your tricep through the back of the arms, and that's the muscle that gets worked, and you aim for 20 repetitions. And then last but not least, I went straight on into doing abs and a combination of abs and punches. So I would stand up, punch, 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 left to right to left, angle it at 45 degrees, keeping my abs tight, then go straight down onto the floor and do leg raises with my hands extended behind my head. and you would then raise the legs up 45 degrees and drop it down. Up 45 degrees, drop it down. And the punch combination you do for 20 seconds, and the leg ab combination you do for 30 seconds. And that you repeat twice, and you repeat the entire sequence three more times, and that ensures that you have an amazing total body fat burning, muscle toning, energy giving workout.
Brilliant stuff, Ronald. And yeah, after a good workout, also one mechanism to cool down is to make wudu. So in line with our Salah focus for today, Ronald, give us the health benefits of wudu.
You know, wudu and washing and cleansing ourselves for our Salah ahead of us, it really serves a clinical purpose of physiologically preventing germs in key areas of the body that gets used often. If you think about it, you use your hands for absolutely most things and everything. Your feet, you know, are either in your shoes or in the slops on the ground. You're cleansing yourself and you're ridding yourself of germs, you know. It also stimulates certain biological active spots, which has therapeutic benefits, especially on the hands, the face, you know, behind the neck and the feet region. You know, they say that as you move your fingers behind your neck, you stimulate, you know, the high tension spots and the high nerve spots in the body, and it really does allow you to relax further into it, relaxes the nervous system, eases tension, stress, and anxiety. And the most important thing is, again, you know, we always tell our children, wash hands, globally there's a campaign about washing hands because it shows to prevent so many germs and diseases from spreading. And we need to do it 5 times a day. So, like, constantly washing your hands, you are really preventing germs from damaging your body in the long run.
Indeed. Now, moving on from wudu, we go to ruku. What are some of the health benefits of ruku?
You know, when you're reading our Salah, it's a matter of that ruku has got such amazing benefits, especially, you know, on our back and our lower vertebral column. So by bending forward, it eases tension on your back. You know, doing ruku properly also helps you control the vertebral column release as you go up further into the vertebra. So if you're leaning forward into ruku and you're hunching your shoulders, relax your shoulders down so that the benefit of stretching the back is not only on the lower back, it also moves up into the middle and the upper back. So elongate your head forward as you go down. It's also effective to develop flexibility in your shoulder, in your elbows, your wrists, your knees, and ankle regions. What you're also then doing is that it has been shown to also ease abdominal pressure. So it could assist in easing certain peristaltic movements. And peristaltic movements is the movement when you're eating food from your mouth, goes into your food gut, into your stomach area, into your intestines. That motion in the body is called peristalsis. And what happens is that you also then release that body, so you become a lot more relaxed in the entire system. But the wonderful benefit is, brother, that if you keep your knees straight when you go into ruku, you stretch your glutes, but more importantly, you stretch your hamstrings. And that assists you in literally loosening up that area, preventing lower back pain.
Indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour. We've got Ronald Abaji, fitness and wellness expert today. In keeping with Radio Islam's Salah focus, we're discussing the health benefits of Salah. And indeed, once again, disclaimer, we are not saying that Salah is an exercise regimen or regime. It's just pointing out the health benefits associated with Salah. Someone sending a WhatsApp, Ronald, saying health with wudu. The act of wudu can restore the weak body, provided with strength, reducing muscle spasms, relaxing the nerves and lowering the heart rate and decreasing muscle pain. It also aids in relieving anxiety and insomnia. This a quote from Dr. Ahmed Ibrahim Siaoki. I can't say pronounce his surname correctly, I think.
Yeah, you know, and that is great. That's reinforcing exactly what you said. It's not just physical attributes. It's also dealing with, you know, a lot of the stress and the mental and emotional stress we're under. Because remember, emotional and mental fitness affects us physiologically. It's called psychosomatic effects. So very often if people complain of headaches and migraines, it's associated with tension spots that's related to maybe work stress, financial stress, or anything else. So our body experiences it, and that is, again, reinforcing what we have spoken about of the physical attributes and benefits of certain of these actions.
Indeed. They've also sent a couple of messages, pictures, graphs of the different pain relief that happens in the different aspects of Salah. But now, Ronald, moving on to Sajda now. What are some of the health benefits associated with Sajda?
You know, when we're in Sajda, you really look at, you know, the foot position. So you literally now begin to elongate and stretch up and relax tension in the foot area, especially on the right foot. You also then look at strengthening and stretching your thigh muscles and your calf muscles. You know, it also aims to be good for digestion because you keep your spine firm and you upright. So by doing that, you're engaging your core to keep yourself upright. And by engaging your core, you tighten that, stabilize the entire upper body region. The other thing is it really does help maintain smooth blood flow to the brain. It stimulates the master gland, the master pituitary gland, as well as the pineal gland. And what that means is that it really allows you to relax further and you're focusing on your breathing. It allows you to get deeper breaths in, especially when you're sitting in surgery, so your lung capacity begins to increase. You're also a lot more conscious of your posture. So you begin to squeeze your shoulder blades together rather than slouch. And if you do then dip your head forward, you begin to slightly stretch up on the neck as well. And the toes experience gentle acupressure, which is also very good because, you know, the toes have a lot of nerve endings to it.
Yes.
And when you do impress on certain areas of your feet or your hands, like we said earlier, you begin to release tension spots. And the toes do experience these little acupressure points when you are sitting in sajda.
And finally, Ronald, salam, when we are completing our salah, salam, what are the benefits of that?
It's excellent, brother. It's an excellent form of neck and upper body, especially upper vertebrae exercise. You know, it should help in loosening up the neck joints and also to relax the shoulder and upper back muscles. So, you know, but salam helps refresh all the nerves that pass through the neck. And if you do have a neck or headache or migraine, as you mentioned, it does help to release that. Again, especially if you do it meaningfully and slowly, you can begin to accentuate. If you turn your head to the right, you can feel the left side begin to stretch and elongate. Relax your shoulder down, and then accentuate that stretch even further into your trapezius or upper shoulder, upper back area. And that's just some of the brilliant and amazing benefits. And the other thing is, if you are conscious of your breathing throughout your salah, it assists in your parasympathetic nervous system stimulation, allowing you just to relax further. And by relaxing further, you find that your muscles relax and you'll be able to really enjoy a lot more of those physical attributes of your salah.
Indeed. You know, Ronald, I was just thinking now that everyone is clued up on in terms of the spiritual benefits of salah, but I think it's good also to realize or to learn as how good it is for the body as well.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, it is not only one of the most important means for health, happiness, and harmony.
Yes.
You know, it allows you to keep your body active. You're stimulating the joints. By moving up and down in between ruku and sajda and reading your salam, you're activating the joints. And we always say to people, you know, if you have joint aches, joint pains, activate the muscles around that area. You know, when you are leaning forward and you put your forehead on the ground and your hands forward, you put pressure on your triceps. You work that area of the muscles too. You stretch and tone the body. You know, it's great to just balance your anabolic and your catabolic biochemical processes as well. So it really is amazing. And when you appreciate the physical benefits, you know, it allows you to engross yourself further into the other benefits of the spiritual side of things, which I'm sure a lot of Mulanas and Muftis will inform us about. But we're focusing on the physical and it just allows you to be stronger. And especially coming up to the month of Ramadan,
yes,
you're reading a lot more Salah, Tarawih. So by building up the strength now, engaging your core, tightening the muscles, you're not going to feel a lot of stiffness, allowing you to enjoy that period a lot more by having physical strength and fitness.
Indeed. Jazakallah khair for all of that, Ronald, and giving us a different perspective on the benefits of Salah. You have yourself a wonderful day, brother, and we'll pick it up tomorrow, inshallah.
Inshallah, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, Ronald Avergy there, giving us the health benefits of Salah. After this nasheed break, inshallah, I'll be reading more for you in terms of the health benefits of performing Salah. Stay tuned to the Power Half Hour.
ایک روز مومنو تمہیں مرنا ضرور ہے ایک روز مومنو تمہیں مرنا ضرور ہے پڑھتے رہو نماز یہ قول رسول ہے پڑھتے رہو نماز یہ قول رسول ہے ایک روز مومنو تمہیں مرنا ضرور ہے پڑھتے رہو نماز تو چہرے پہ نور ہے پڑھتے نہیں نماز تو اپنا قصور ہے پڑھتے رہو نماز تو چہرے پہ نور ہے پڑھتے نہیں نماز تو اپنا قصور ہے
When the Almighty deemed an act of worship for His servants, there is no doubt therein lies benefit for us. While some benefit relate to the spiritual side, there are some that provide us with medical benefits as well. The importance of Salah can never be understated in Islam. Imposed on every Muslim as an obligatory act 5 times a day, Salah is our key to Jannah in the afterlife and serves as a great reformer in our daily lives. Not only does Salah guarantee a strong relationship and union with our Creator Allah, it also has a medical benefits that you might not have known or heard before. Here's one. When performing the ruku is a posture in which the Muslim bends forward and places both hands on each kneecap. The thighs and legs remain steadfast and straight onto the ground, whereas the spine is kept straight. The added pressure on the stomach tones the chest and stomach muscles. Muscles of the lower back, thighs and calves stretch, which encourages blood flow and circulation. Now coming back to wudu, the obligatory wudu before each and every salah goes a long way in providing a clean and healthy activity for the devout Muslim. When you wash your hands 5 times a day, it ensures that you remain away from harmful germs and diseases at all costs. Hands are the most common cause of spreading as well as contracting diseases. It's not only befitting that when Allah ordered us to be clean, He obligated it on His worshippers to wash their hands first. When water is poured on the roots of the hair and rubbed behind the earlobes, it provides a soothing, calm sensation that is good for blood circulation as well. Gargling with water and cleaning the nose with a handful of water also cleanses the body from additional germs and bacteria from areas that are otherwise ignored for a hygienic point of view. Now, most of the time during Salah, the Muslim remains standing straight with his feet apart and hands folded across the chest. When you stand straight in Salah, the whole body, feet and legs are in alignment with the posture. Bending often takes a toll on the spine and has damaging consequences for the spine. Standing upright in a straight manner builds your lower back muscles as well as helps in preventing back injuries and frequent pains. Now, when it comes to blood regulation, Salah as a whole is a physical exercise which involves different actions, including distinct body parts, each performing a specific function. Each and every move during Salah causes your blood flow to increase and reach the body faster. The physical activity included in Salah causes the heart to pump blood faster, which reaches different body parts and supplies them with oxygen. Now coming to point 5, healthy movement within your body. Throughout Salah, your hands and arms keep moving to and fro, up and down, touching your earlobes while saying the takbir or placing your hands on your knees while in ruku. These movements facilitate rotation and coordination within the body. The bones become regulated through constant movement and stiff joints become relaxed. So there we see some of the benefits of Salah. I will be reading for you some of the medical benefits of Sajda. There are indeed so many.
पढ़ते रहो नमाज ये पौले रसूल है पढ़ते रहो नमाज ये पौले रसूल है एक रोज मोमिनो तुम्हें मरना जरूर है पढ़ते रहो नमाज तो चेहरे पे नूर है पढ़ते नहीं नमाज तो अपना कसूर है पढ़ते रहो नमाज तो चेहरे पे नूर है पढ़ते नहीं नमाज तो अपना कसूर है एक रोज मोमिनो तुम्हें मरना जरूर है पढ़ते रहो नमाज ये पौले रसूल.
Yes, some of the medical benefits of Sajda by Dr. Muhammad Kareem Bibani. Sajda is a unique position or stance in the regular prayers, which a Muslim is supposed to offer at least 5 times a day. Although the basic purpose of obligatory prayers is not to provide an exercise for people, it is being increasingly recognized that it has plenty of medical advantages for the human body. Here it is worth mentioning that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in a hadith in Ibn Majah that prayer is a cure for many diseases. The fact that a person who offers his prayer regularly, that too in the mosque, is protected from many diseases which you may not even know about. The position of sajda in which the forehead touches the earth is exclusively associated with the Muslim form of prayer. It is the climax of a Muslim's prayer, and as mentioned in a hadith, a Muslim is nearest to Allah in this position. Sir Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The nearest a servant comes to his Lord is when he is prostrating himself. So make supplication in this state."
Quran mein sab ye kehta hai kibriya, ae momino namaz ko karna na tum qaza. Quran mein sab ye kehta hai.
Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prolong the prostration to such an extent that one could recite 50 verses of the Quran before he lifted his head. Subhanallah. In another hadith, it is narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised Muslims to perform ruku and sajda properly. In another hadith, he advised to perform sajda and bowing calmly and to get up only when the body has come to ease. In supplication for the victory, he also performed long ruku and sajda in the special prayers at the time of eclipse. Hence, the first positive effect upon a person who prostrates or does sajda is that he comes nearest to Allah, and hence in that condition he can supplicate. This is a great psychological advantage, and it gives relief to the person concerned, as life is full of worries, and in this position of prostration, sajda, his whole body is in an active motion. This position can be considered as a mini dive, as a musalli, one who offers prayer, goes to rest his forehead on the ground while his hands are placed at the side. This brings most of the body muscles, if not all, in active motion and serves to give them some exercise. The hands are then specifically stretched out, and hence the forearm as well as the arm muscles are supposed to bear the weight in the sajda position. It gives good exercise to the muscles of the upper limb. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith advised not to put the forearms flatly on the ground but to keep them elevated above ground, and this is better for the forearm and arm muscles. Now sajda is a unique position, as this is the only position in which the brain or head becomes lower than the heart, and hence for the first time the blood gushes towards the brain with full force, whereas in other positions, even when lying, the brain is above the heart when it has to work against gravity. Still, the best blessing is the peace of mind you receive in salah, which a person derives by the accomplishment of his duty to Allah and by fulfilling an obligation. So as you can see, there are so many health benefits to salah, it is unreal. And of course, as we mentioned, you should not focus on, you know, using salah as a means of exercise and to stretch. Those are just byproducts or, you know, side effects, good side effects of salah. The spiritual benefits are so many. But today on the Power Half Hour, and in keeping with our theme of fitness and keeping you in the best of, you know, keeping in the best of shape, it's so evident from all that we have just spoken about that salah is by all means the best means of keeping in good shape, good mind, body and soul.
پڑھتے رہو نماز یہ قول رسول ہے پڑھتے رہو نماز تو بہتر یہ کام ہے دین رسول رسول پاک کا اس سے قیام ہے، پڑھتے رہو نماز تو بہتر یہ کام ہے.
And the dear listener sent us some more info as well. Says here, lengthy prostrations with humbleness and sincerity are beneficial to cure illnesses of the brain, as the blood reaches the brain without effort. As the blood reaches the upper part of the body, such as the eyes, the face and teeth, it makes the crinkles disappear from the cheeks. And yep, the sisters will be listening a lot clearer now, or more attentively. So it releases or makes the crinkles disappear from the cheeks. A person does not look old and gets such ability, making the muscles strong. If the prostration is done according to the sunnah, then one will not suffer from problems with blocked nose, hearing and headaches. And yes, I can bear testament to that whole headache story, as well as sinus problems. The longer you stay in sijda, for some reason or the other, there seems to be maybe the pressure build up and gravity, whatever. But yep, it is also a cure in terms of headaches and sinus issues. Yes, indeed, that brings us to the end of the Power Half Hour for today. We're keeping in contact or keeping it in context of our theme for today, the Salah focus, as we build up towards the night of Miraj. And yes, we were just joking with our colleagues earlier on when we said that, there's going to be the Make Me Maaf messages that are going to start circling by today and later on. Make Me Maaf. You know, ignorance is not bliss, peeps. Let's learn more. So, yeah. So inshallah, that brings us to the end of this, and we'll pick it up tomorrow for more discussions on all things pertaining to health, mind, body and soul. From the Power Half Hour team, myself and Ustad Samih Jad, it is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.